From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. An explosion at a nuclear power plant is adding to the chaos in earthquake-stricken Japan. The blast injured several workers and is sparking fears of a meltdown. The Japanese government says radiation has leaked, but officials insist that radiation levels are low and say the blast did not occur inside the reactor container. They have, however, doubled the evacuation area around the reactor. NPR's John Hamilton has more on what happened.
News footage of the blast showed that it leveled a structure at a nuclear power plant in Fukushima, about 150 miles north of Tokyo. Officials have confirmed that the blast took place, but offered few details. Since the earthquake, the plant has been having problems with the system that cools the core of its nuclear reactor. If the core overheats, it can produce hydrogen gas, which is highly explosive. Gases produced by an overheated core may also be radioactive, and there are reports that radioactivity has been detected both inside and outside the plant. John Hamilton, NPR News.
The death toll from yesterday's quake and tsunami could reach more than 1,000 dead or missing. And NPR's Rob Gifford says troops and civilians are being mobilized for rescue work.
Well, the main thing, of course, that the Japanese government has been doing is mobilizing people, the military and civilian operations that are trying to get into the stricken area, to bring relief, to bring food, to help people to escape, to dig through the rubble to try and rescue people who are believed to still be buried.
NPR's Rob Gifford, he's on his way to northern Japan to find out more about what's happened at that troubled nuclear power plant. The tsunami that raced across the Pacific did little damage to much of the West Coast, but Rob Manning from Oregon Public Broadcasting reports on a hard-hit area on the California-Oregon border.
The tsunami pounded the southern Oregon town of Brookings. Curry County Sheriff John Bishop says a series of surges obliterated much of the port and sank a number of boats.
We lost several boats in the port, and then there were several boats sucked out to sea, and they have since sank. Probably three or four that are sunk in the port itself, and about 60% of all the docks in the commercial side are completely destroyed.
Waves swept four people into the ocean north of Brookings. Curry County emergency responders were able to help them all out. Tsunami waves also did significant damage just south of Brookings in Crescent City, California. For NPR News, I'm Rob Manning in Portland.
Union leaders in Wisconsin aren't giving up. They're expecting a huge crowd of supporters at the Capitol today to rally against the new law that strips most public employees of nearly all of their collective bargaining rights. The 14 Democratic senators who fled the state to slow action on the bill are expected to be there. Republican Governor Scott Walker says the bill is necessary to help balance the state budget. This is NPR News. The European Union's foreign policy chief will head to an Arab League meeting in Cairo today to discuss the situation in Libya. Catherine Ashton is currently attending a meeting of EU foreign ministers. The Arab League says a possible imposition of a no-fly zone over Libya is on the agenda. The UN Refugee Agency reports the situation in Libya is becoming increasingly dangerous for sub-Saharan Africans. Lisa Schlein in Geneva reports the UNHCR finds an alarming rise in acts of violence and discrimination against African migrants.
The UN Refugee Agency says many Africans are being harassed and threatened by Libyans who believe they are mercenaries hired by the government to fight the opposition. Spokesman Adrian Edwards says there are reports of armed Libyans going door to door, forcing the Africans to leave.
In one instance, a 12-year-old Sudanese girl was said to have been raped. They reported that many people had had their documents confiscated or destroyed.
Edwards says many African migrants are desperate to leave the country and go home. But those who make it to the Egyptian or Tunisian borders more often than not get stuck on the Libyan side. He says border guards may not allow them to cross because the migrants don't have the proper papers. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Bahrain today, where he is expected to urge the kingdom's top rulers to have a more open dialogue with political opposition groups who are demanding more political freedom. Gates is the first member of President Obama's cabinet to visit Bahrain since street protests began there last month. It has strategic importance to the United States. The Navy's Fifth Fleet is based there. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.